Hello, everyone, and welcome to EM Escapades Off Duty, the official podcast of EM Escapades, the comic strip. I am your host, Ben Clincy, and we have such a great show for you today. I am super stoked. Not like I'm more stoked than last week. TJ, calm down. Les, calm down. Spencer, calm down. But I got a threesome. Ooh, wait, that sounds weird. A foursome. Still doesn't sound any better. I've got three other people with me right now that I have known for a good long time, almost as long as TJ and Les. But anyway, first up, somebody who has been commenting for the longest time. I got his name wrong until he taught me how to do it right. Coming to me all the way from New Jersey, Moshe G, everyone. Hello, Moshe. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I haven't been commenting as long as TJ, but by the time I came around, there was no more phone line being played on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I used to have the phone line. I still have it. I still have the phone number. It's I bought it for like, you know, for the rest of the time or whatever. I think I own it. But moving on, I'll get right back to you, Moshe. Moving on, Bear. Where are you from? Where are you at, Bear? Georgia.
Chattanooga, Tennessee is probably the best way to
put it. Okay.
But yeah, I live in Georgia.
But you're like,
it's a suburb of Chattanooga. We're across the state line.
Oh, okay.
You know, where COVID doesn't exist.
right.
You know, in the state of Georgia, apparently COVID just does not exist because we just don't do anything. We just let everything go. It's like, yeah, mask. Nah, we didn't do that.
Well, right. When you cross the state line, the border people are like, excuse me, what is that on your face? And you're like, it's a mask. And they're like, no, it's not. You have to take it off.
Sir, you're going to have to take that off because we need to see that face.
Excellent. We're gonna need to identify you. You know what? We should all just get masks that look like our faces. Like my mask would be this goatee.
I have a face for radio, so that's not a good thing. When this is covered, it's really good.
Now I am gonna introduce our last player, and then I gotta come back to you, Bear, because we're gonna talk about our history together. But this one and I, we have history. I'm telling you, when I say this name, you're going to be, if you've ever listened to me talk on any podcast ever, you're going to be like, holy shit, because it is Leron K. Leron!
G'day, how are you guys?
G'day, nice. How have you been?
Look, I'm not going to be like, g'day.
I tried to explain your voice to people, and I'm so glad that they're going to be able to hear you because I botched it fantastically. I tried to explain. I was like, imagine if Emma Watson was Australian.
I think that's a compliment, so thank you.
Am I wrong, Moshe? Does that not sound? She sounds like, not like Hermione Granger. Not all fair. Like, Hermione Granger was like real, stuck her consonants a lot harder, but Emma Watson is very. I mean,
at that point, Emma Watson is also like 13.
Well, that's true, too.
Hermione kind of sounded like a pompous ass at times. So I mean, just very chauvinistic. My, you know, pinky up, my nose is in the air. I look down upon you.
Leviosa.
Leviosa, not Leviosa. Like,
now, Leron.
I'd smack the taste out your mouth.
Leron, you are actually a Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
Here is the history that we have. All right, are you ready for this? Okay. So like I said, Moshe and I have been, you know, chatting back and forth on this podcast. I got his name wrong, and then he corrected me, and then I proceeded to say, Moshe, and all that stuff, and it's just been one of those things. And just 2 weeks ago, when Benjamin was on the podcast, he didn't know how to say it, and I thought that was hilarious because I'm like, welcome, this has been my struggle for a long time. And then Bear, you and I go back to, like, Reddit Discord.
Yeah, that toxic REMS at times, man. Man, that's I had to get out of that.
Now Bear commissioned me through the Discord to draw him something. He had an idea, he put it up there, and it was a good enough drawing. It was good.
It's good.
Yeah, he did a good job. And he's like, can you do something with this? So like I looked at it and I created this bear who had on an EMS hat. He had on tactical boots and all the things that he kind of imagined.
I was expecting you to say that was the origin of Lance or something.
Oh no, sadly, no.
Are you going to send this to us?
You're going to do what now?
Yeah.
Are you going to send it to us?
Yeah. I mean, well, do you still have the physical one that you gave to your kiddo?
Yeah, I still have that, and I have like the file, like I think it was a PDF or something or a JPEG of it.
I'd love to show everybody. I'd like to put it on the page that the podcast is on, you will. But yeah. And I put him in. I put him in the slums. You asked me to put him in like a crappy neighborhood
where I work.
Where
where at the time where I work. Yeah, I'm a big. I'm as Boss Hogg would say. Are you a big city boy? Aren't you?
I think I had like abandoned tires in the background or something. I think I remember.
No, that's actually, that was before, actually a week ago. That was a very accurate description of the district I worked in, because it was, if you're from the area, it's, I worked in what's called East Chattanooga, which is heavily industrialized. It's, and then it went away. All the heavy industry went away, and it's just a lot of old, what we called, where I grew up, mill houses, and just very blue collar. Like they had DuPont. There's still a bunch of heavy industry there.
Right.
You get a fire hydrant or a manhole cover made. It's usually made there.
Now you're talking.
So you get all the wax.
Well, I'm saying you're talking about the row homes. Is that what you're saying with blue houses?
Yeah, row homes. Okay. Yeah, pretty much row homes. Yeah.
We called them brownstones or row homes in Baltimore.
I grew up in Huntsville, and that was a huge cotton mill town, and they were just called mill houses because that's where the company owned houses.
Oh, okay. That's where they put up the workers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's pretty cool. Leron, you and I, we've done some video chatting in the past.
We have.
It sounds salacious, but it's not. Through Instagram, I think, sure. Right? Look, go ahead, yeah, Bear. Get me in trouble. Sure. So Leron.
Oh boy.
I have told the story of chatting with you. I believe at the time you were house sitting for your grandmother. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. There are two things that I remember distinctly from, well, three. I'll say three things that I remember distinctly. From Leron K and I chatting, and it was not about the Emma Watson voice or whatever. It was the fact that
you have ghosts in the house.
She showed me a cat, really cute cat. I think it's your grandmother's cat.
Yeah.
That cat, that's a cute cat. Would not, it just wanted to be a part of our conversation so much. Just kept coming in.
She's such a nice cat.
Right. And then two, Leron was laying on the floor half under her grandmother's coffee table. I'm like, have you been drinking? And she's like, no, it's just comfortable down here. So I thought you had the phone resting on the coffee table. I'm like, how are you able to be relaxing with your hands behind your head? And how were you able to do that, Leron?
Most of the time it was on the coffee table, but some of the time it was balancing on my legs.
She put her leg up. She like put her leg on her opposite and like balanced it on her foot. She like was a human tripod for her own camera. And it was weird me out because I'm thinking this thing's going to
stick it between her toes.
Right. I thought this thing's going to fall off and hit her in the face.
It was on my knees.
Oh, it was on your knees?
But in my defense, the cat really liked it because the cat was just coming up to me. And yeah.
And then number three. Go ahead, Bear.
To be honest, like if you've ever hurt your back, and you have a carpeted floor, like a nice carpeted floor. If you just lay on the floor and put your legs up and you stretch out your lower back, it's super comfortable. I've fallen asleep many a time stretching my back out that way.
Right.
My dad's done that. My dad has had some back issues recently, so he sometimes just lie on the floor.
Now, I do know that her floor was carpeted because the third thing, Leron showed me a spider that got into the house during our conversation. And why I say spider, because it wasn't. It was the size of a freaking small house cat. That was the largest spider I've ever seen. She's like, oh, look, a spider got in. I'm like, a spider?
It was one of those Harry Potter spiders.
She goes, yeah.
Like a big old wolf spider.
Oh, it was huge. And then she just opens the door and lets it back outside. And I'm like, that's going to come back in. She's like, yeah, maybe. And then a second one did come in, and I told you it was the first one, but you denied it. You were like, no, this is a different one. I can tell. I'm like, no, it's not.
Big spiders from the second or third Harry Potter.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The
one. It's her little animal bringing her messages.
Right, right. We have
to bring her
carrier pigeons, carrier spiders.
That big, I think. It was not that big.
I mean, look at the gesture that you're making still. I know you're small and you have small hands.
Are we talking my hand big or your hand big?
I'm telling you.
I have huge hands.
She showed me, she put the video down. She was like, oh, look, it came into the house. And I'm expecting like, you know, I don't know. Well, for us, it's like crickets or like a roach or something, but it was a spider and it was a big spider. I mean, I might be exaggerating, but I even said to you, I was like, that is huge, Leron. Yeah, I'm just going to shush it outside. I'm like, what the hell? That was the best. That was the best little time. And then she goes, tell me if you know what this is from. You started quizzing.
Poor little feller done did nothing wrong.
Leron started quizzing me on her clothes. She takes a shirt out of the closet. She's like, what is this from? What is this from? What is this from? I'm like, all day.
I've got a shirt now.
Oh, my God.
Marty, whatever you do, don't go to 2020.
That's it. Leron, you don't even understand what you just did. All right, it's for the people who can't see, of course. Leron has on a shirt that says, Marty, whatever you do, don't go to 2020, with a picture of the DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future, which is my favoriteest movie of all time. I just got a collector's thing of Marty's time travel memories. It's one of 6,000 made, and I just opened it today. And I'm actually super nut for this. Go ahead,
my
Moshe.
Freshman year of high school was in the fall of 2015, and I remember sitting with a buddy of mine I was sitting with a buddy of mine who's a couple years older than me during lunch. I'm like, hey, what's up? He goes, oh, I'm watching Back to the Future 2 because it's October 21st. I was like, sounds good to me.
Yep.
I think my thing.
Go ahead.
I think that my thing is that every Christmas Eve I watch Die Hard because.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
That's what 100%. That was a big argument. That is it a Christmas movie or is it an action movie that features Christmas?
The first two are Christmas movies. The last, three are all action movies. The very last one's garbage. But one, two, and three, by far the best.
Yeah. And four or five are not.
I will admit, I haven't seen them yet. It's on my list, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Moshe, you haven't seen any of the Die Hards?
I'm not a huge movie guy.
Really?
See them.
That's it. All right. I mean, how do I get him out of this chat? No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing Moshe. Because I was getting a little excited. I was like, this is gonna be like a movie chat episode.
No, I've seen a lot of the classics. I just haven't seen, you know, some of them.
Like the classic.
Sure, fine. If I could just interject for a second, absolutely. I have to say I was very surprised that in, what was it, 8 episodes of the new podcast that had listener feedback that Leron didn't try once to bait you into saying a certain word.
She did not this time.
I tried.
When did you do it?
A couple of times ago, and you didn't say anything. It was really upsetting.
But
I was waiting for it for like 2 months. I was like, what? Where is this? She's commenting.
So, but did I read it? Did I read it and not mention it?
Didn't at all. You didn't pay attention to it. It was.
Look, she's fake crying. You liar.
All I wanted was to say the word quiet.
I won't do it.
No, the best was the podcast episode where you had the video and you almost did it, and then the lights in the studio went out and the whole
yep,
that was horrible.
Yep.
It was so close to saying.
Oh, I was watching that on a bus, so I had to like laugh quietly.
The one thing that people that I don't agree with is the whole the quiet thing or the oh have a good shift or the have a slow day, because I guess just the type of system I run in, that you're just going to get calls. You're going to get them whether you say the Q word or not. And there's some days where, you know, we have 15 trucks in our system. You know, there's some days when there's 15 too many. And there's some days where we're at level zero most of the day. So it's one of those things. I just adopted the mentality of, you're just going to get up and run calls. Might as well just run the calls. I'll have a, you know, I hope it's quiet. It's like, you know, it usually ain't, so.
Yeah.
Any listeners to this, Clincy is not responsible for you getting absolutely pounded with calls if you're listening to this in the truck. You can blame Leron, you can blame Bear.
I do apologize, guys. I'm like,
Well, see, Bear doesn't care. Bear's like, blame me, because then people will be running like I am. Like, he's like, bring it on. You know,
Bear's just like, I'll take it. See, I'm in Volley 911 in my town. So like, some days we get rocked. I did a shift where we got like 6 or 7 calls in 6 hours, and I've had like, we have like these 12, 15 hour lulls with zero. So there's really no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, but the thing is, for me, I'm like a really big black cloud. So if there's a bad call to be have, I will get that call. But if I send a quiet shift, I can pass it on to someone else.
So I've had experiences like that, except that I was riding with a guy last week whose fiance is apparently the whitest cloud in the universe. She was in the building, and we still got, you know, a whole bunch of calls. Ooh. So
yeah, I'm someone who can cancel out any white cloud.
I thought it would have been cool. I'm that level. I thought it would have been cool if he said that she was a white cloud, and when they walked into the building, the radio went off and said, you can cancel. And it's like, Jesus, how did she do it?
Yeah, so actually, that's the thing. Like, instead of just straight to tones, because we're dispatched through our local PD, so like there's a phone that rings in our headquarters, and if you're not expecting it, it is loud as hell. Especially the one in the bay is just a straight bell, and I've been checking the truck when that thing rings like 2 feet behind my head and jumped.
So like we have at our service, every station has about 3 phones, and we call them, they're the red phones. And what they are is they're ring down phones straight from dispatch. We don't get tones and we don't get pages. It's a literal phone call from dispatch. And it's a, one of those old timey, it's not rotary, but it's as close as you can get to a rotary. They're super cheap and they break all the time.
Right. So ours are black. So we call them the black phone.
In our each bedroom, you know, each person has a separate bedroom. And on the nightstand beside the bed, the phone is. And it has an adjuster on the bottom where you can make it louder, softer, and just to mess with people, I always turn it all the way to the max. So when it rings, you just sit there, you jump out of bed in the middle of the night thinking that the ghosts are coming to get you. And the one thing I've noticed is if I ever have PTSD, it's because of that damn phone. Because if I hear any phone ring remotely to it, it's just like what's the chihuahua like? You know, I can hear the trees speaking Vietnamese. Just that look gets on my face. You just sit there. You feel your heart start racing. You're like, oh, and then you just look at the person who has that as the ringtone with this look of death. And you're like, no, dude, you got to change that.
Yeah. I was working in a summer camp, a day camp in a school, and I'm walking past the kitchen and I hear a phone ring. I'm like, oh, there's a call. No, wait. Or someone shift their chair back and it sounds like my pager. I'm like, oh. No,
I think because I work both in Israel and Australia, and when I was in Israel, like we had an app on our phone, so the calls went straight to our phone, which was very good. But there was also like one of those communal things in the main room of the station.
Yeah.
But both here and there, I think people have always just, if they pass by another station, they'll go inside the other station and turn it up to the max. If there's no one there, so they won't know, which is, yeah.
At the old fire department I worked at, we had a overhead paging system, and you could go out in the bay, and I really don't know how they set it up, but basically it's a pager and a little carrier thing, and it's wired to 2 speakers inside the station. And depending, you could always mess with that volume, and there'd be some crews like, I remember one crew was just a couple old guys, and they just hated hearing it, so they would just turn it down. And I'd come in the morning, just whoop all the way up, and then they would do a pager test every morning. And when you got, I think they had, it was a hybrid service, and they had 5 med units, 3 paid fire units, and then I want to say like 17 volunteer stations. So whenever they did the full-out pager test on a Monday, you're just sitting there for 5 minutes listening to tones, wanting just you're just sitting there staring blankly listening to beep, 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 and you're just sitting there staring like, when is this going to be over? Because you can't eat, you can't do that, because it takes all your concentration. You're just sitting there like start foaming at the mouth, having a seizure, just listening to this crap.
Yeah. The problem with me is in Israel, I lived right next to the station. So at the middle of the night, I would just be sleeping and everyone knew where I lived. So they'd all go by and pass my house and just put the really loud siren on as they pass my house to wake me up. And then they text me, be like, are you awake?
Tell me, Liron, who did you work in Israel with?
Like the main ambulance service, which is like an elevator.
But wasn't there another person that is a fan?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I thought it might have been Moshe.
No.
It was not. Unfortunately, I tried to get involved when I was in Israel last year, you know, pre-pandemic, but it didn't work out for a few reasons. So.
Well, you two need to get in touch. She'll tell you how to go ahead and get in it.
Easy.
Once I get back to the country.
Well, that's true too. Right. Travel's a little rough right now.
Yeah. So from Reddit, PMBs and V is. There's a slight possibility that I might be the reason that he has that username.
Right, because it was a dare that he had to keep it for like a year or something, or had to keep it for like
forever.
Like I do so well every podcast to just try and keep it remotely clean. I used to let fly. This year, America's Got Talent. We did a virtual audition, and it got. I'm very far in the process. I'm this month. I'll find out. But I mean, I've already met with the casting producers. I've sent extra videos. I've gotten deep into the process, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I've been told by the casting producer and casting director that I met that try again next year, because the problem was I didn't have a lot of live on stage club footage of my recent act because the clubs are all closed. So hopefully if we can get back to the comedy clubs being open this summer, I'll record as much material as I can. So I'm ready in the fall when next season, I'm working on it with them.
Wow.
It started off 2 years ago. I got a little into the process, which was really nice. And then this year, I mean, every day my coworkers are like, have you heard anything yet? Have you heard anything yet? I mean, because it was a whirlwind of like fun. Like it was like, we need this by Tuesday and we need this. And I'm like, can we throw something together? I jumped on an open mic night that was purely for like musicians. So I'm doing comedy in between country music artists or whatever. I'm just trying to get any stage time I can, which turned out to be not really a great video. And then I did some.
What in coronation?
Right. I did some in my.
It's like the Roadhouse. You're behind the chicken wire. They're just throwing bottles at you.
If you wanted to win them over, you should have broke out the guitar and started singing, Here Come Those Tones. Come on.
That's right. I could have done it. Dang. Why didn't I?
Which, by the way, came up in my Spotify this morning while I was doing work. I was like, hey.
Oh my gosh. That song. That has been so popular. It's had 20 listens. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. I just did it. I felt like doing it. And whatever will be with that thing. I always want to do more songs, but I just haven't. Remember the red curtain that used to be behind me on the video of the podcast?
Yep.
I had to grab that from the garage, set it up in my living room, and record me doing comedy for my family. You know, like I had to give them something. It was such a nerve-wracking process, but like I said, totally worth it for the experience and the producers. Now know who I am, which is really nice, you know. So, fingers crossed that just
pull a Joe Rogan and move to Texas and do comedy.
I'll tell you, he got himself set up, didn't he, with that freaking $100 million Spotify deal. He immediately turned.
And then he turned
Texas.
He's like doing shows. He's doing shows for at Stubbs for like I think a table's $3,000. Like a table of I'm gonna say five is $3,000.
Jesus,
him and like Dave Chappelle and several others.
That's just craziness. Like, and he has he has an outdoor venue on the property that he records in the studio, right? So he's trying to do like music concerts and all that stuff too.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
I think he had like Bill Burr with doing and a couple others, but a lot of the comedians have been doing these like parking lot shows and stuff like that.
Right. Well, we took a detour off into Comedyville, but stand up comedy.
I'm a huge comedy fan, so yeah, that's just one of those things that.
Yeah, you know. comedy is good.
So
I'm not funny, but I find comedy.
But Moshe, we see has the yarmulke on his head. He's a very a good Jewish kid, because when I asked him to be a part of this episode, he said, "Let me clear it with my parents." How stand up is that? That's awesome. Because I know you're not a child. So all of a sudden I told my wife, she was like, "So who you getting?" I'm like, "I think I got Leron K, definitely." And I was like, "And I think I got Moshe G," but he has to ask his parents. She's like, "How old is he? He thinks I'm gonna have like a 12-year-old on this podcast talking EMS shit and cussing." And I said, No. I said, I know he's older. I said he works for this, you know, for Volley in New Jersey and all that stuff. And she goes, "Okay." I said, "But we have a huge Jewish contingency down here, and we have a lot of friends who are Jewish here in Charleston, South Carolina." And I said, "He's Jewish, honey." And she said, "Oh yeah, he has to ask his parents." So
yeah, and that's, so don't worry, I am 19, but I do live at home, so you know.
But I wrote you back and said, "Man, good on you," because I don't want to get anybody upset with their family or religious things. And you know, and I know this podcast never goes into like really controversial or really terrible topics. We keep it pretty chill.
Admittedly, I wasn't sure my parents would say yes, but they did.
That's so awesome. Tell your parents I said thank you, will you? Or play this for them. Thank you, Moshe G's parents. Thank you.
That's so, what, 25 minutes in? All right.
20. Yeah, the 27-minute mark or 26-minute mark. Yes, tell them. Tell them, listen to this. Because okay. he's like, I can only isolate that 2 minutes because I'm not going to let them listen to anything else. He's like, "Oh, by the way, he thanked you." But just like 5 minutes before, he was talking about, you know, some bullshit.
Yeah, just clip that 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What else happened?" "Oh, you know, we traded stories and we talked about our love for family and friends and, you know, our Lord and Savior, however you defined it."
We talked about sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, my parents and my sisters are sick of me talking about, like, if I say something about, "Oh yeah, I was at the ambulance corps last week," they'll be like, "Wait, you're an EMT? You've never mentioned that."
Oh, because you mentioned it all the time.
Oh, all the time. Like, I took it off, but I was wearing, I have like an ambulance corps sweatshirt. I keep all my stuff in my, like, I'm always, you know.
Because you're Volley.
Yeah.
If it were your Volley career, so. You wouldn't give a shit anymore. You'd be like, "I'm done with it."
No, I do not know hardly any career guys that are like, "Oh, you know what I'm going to do on my day off? I'm going to go volunteer." It's, you look at them like, "Bro, you just were here for 24 hours getting your shit kicked in, and you want to go do this for free? I'm scheming to try to make more money, and you're doing this for free? Well, you know what?"
Yeah. I'm on vacation. My dad's like, "All right, what are you going to do?" I'm like, "Well, there's a coverage gap for 3 hours tomorrow. I'm going to do that. And there's no coverage gap on Thursday, but I'm just going to go hang out."
Moshe's scared talking about how eager Beaver he is, and all I can see is Bear just shaking his head in the bottom right.
Like,
but
I,
no,
I
Bear, think Bear, I'm saying Bear will agree, like, if you did it every day, not day in and day out, but enough, like, you wouldn't wear your work shirt or your job shirt or your jacket out in public. You'd be like, "I peel the uniform off and that sits in the laundry room until the next time." Like, look,
I don't even take my stuff home. Like, I come in street clothes and I leave in street clothes. If I pass a wreck on the way, I'll be like, "Man, someone's already called 911. I'm just gonna keep going." I do what I call it. We do what we call the off-duty salute. It's like, "Oh, just keep on going."
Moshe.
Just like, "Nope." Nope.
Moshe's a big comic fan. You're gonna mention it, aren't you, Moshe? Were you gonna mention it?
I mean, I will say, when I first started messaging you on Instagram, I compared my attitude towards EMS to the characters in the comic, and I think I said, I'm more like Lance with a hint of Dilly's crazy and a lot of Gabriel's youthful enthusiasm.
Yeah.
That's how I describe myself.
But I think a big part of what I like in EMS is just hanging around in the station with friends, because you just make such good friends.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're nice, you play my podcast for your friends, just FYI. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
I'm not nice.
I did once do that, by the way.
But I do that.
And I were on our way to 7-Eleven, like, during a break in the camp we were working at, and we were just, like, listening to the podcast on the way to 7-Eleven.
Do you have 7-Eleven, Bear? In Georgia, do you have 7-Eleven?
No, we have Circle K.
We have those here, yeah.
And Raceway.
What about Leron? Yeah,
you got Circle K, man.
What is your mart?
We do have 7-Eleven, the pretty small one.
You do?
Yeah.
I found out the other day, we have these places called Tiger Marts, and they're not very plentiful, but apparently they're owned by the same corporate god of 7-Eleven, and they're turning them all into 7-Elevens. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Just another place to get roller food.
Right, right.
And to stage it.
Yeah.
So it's funny because by me, we have my town, which is about 40,000 people, you know, 5-6 square miles, whatever it is. We now have 3 7-Elevens. So we'll be out after a call, be like, all right, want to go to 7-Eleven? Yeah. All right. Which one?
No, that's Mattress Firm's here.
Right here too. Every time a business shuts down, it turns into a mattress firm.
Have you? I know this is kind of going off, but I was looking at this like hierarchy of conspiracies. Apparently, there's a Mattress Firm conspiracy that they're just like laundering money for people. You know, it's just a giant money laundering corporation because they're like
in the mattresses.
Right.
No. It's just like it's apparently just some giant money laundering scheme. Because they're everywhere. Oh,
man. Okay.
Every street corner has a Mattress Firm. You know, it's what they used to say about the Chinese restaurants. Like, they're just, laundering drug money for the Chinese. It's like.
Yet nobody thinks Starbucks is doing that. Like, if you don't like Starbucks, you just go to the one across the street.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. Starbucks.
Yeah, there's a joke in one of the Shrek movies where they're in a cafe called Farbucks. It gets destroyed and they run across the street to another one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So what were you going to say, Leron?
I was going to say that, I get the Australian slang is weird. And if you guys don't understand one of the slang words that I say, then say. So what we've got a lot here are servos, which are petrol stations or service stations.
Gas stations, we call it.
Yeah. So here you have to pump your petrol, your gas, and then you have to go inside to pay. It's not prepaid. For the most part. And then there's always like a shop, which is, you can get like meat pies and all that stuff.
Well, that's like funneling you through the gift shop. Like they're like, you're not getting away without being tempted by a roller hot dog or a roller tornado. Like a toast, a taquito. Taquito?
Right.
You ever been to a Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's? No, I have not.
No, it's this giant gas station that you can pretty much get anything in. It's like a souped up Pilot or Flying J.
That's exactly. Down here, we have a Pilot and a Flying J next to each other that are like malls. They're like shopping malls that truckers go to.
I have no idea what either of those things are.
They're truck stops.
Truck stops.
Thank you.
Truck stops.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm from New Jersey, which is the one state in the U.S. where it is legitimately illegal to pump your own gas into your car.
Yep.
Because they don't trust you.
I didn't learn how to pump gas until I was 15 and went on a road trip with my dad. Although now when we fuel up the ambulance, we go to the public works yard and there we have to do it ourselves. So now I know how to do it. But in New Jersey, it is legitimately illegal to pump your own gas.
In Australia, you can't find somewhere where you always pump your own gas.
Well, no. And I mean, he's not lying. This has been going on for a long time because I went to the place where Kevin Smith, Clerks, a big fan of those movies too. And they are from New Jersey. They were filmed in New Jersey. Snooch to the news. So I went there with a buddy of mine, Wes, and we went to like Quick Stop and RST back when it existed. And we went to all these different places and he turns around and we go to a gas station and he goes to get out. And I'm this is like year 1998 or 99. This has been going on a long time in Jersey. So we go to get out and he goes, please get back in your car, sir. And Wes was like, we were so awkward about it. Like we had never experienced that in our lives. We were just like, I guess like five. Cause I just go for it till it stops. And then I just sit here and keep squeezing until I get to an even number. And then if it goes to an even number.
Do that at Costco.
Oh yeah. They get mad at you. You're going to destroy the planet.
No, but like Costco, they physically, like, somehow they've done to the pumps where you can't just ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Once it goes off, you have to wait a couple minutes. Like, I'm talking a good solid couple minutes, and then you could put a little more in. And then, you can't just dunk, 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 trying to get that even number because your OCD kicks in.
You called it. I go to like $39 and I stop, and it's $39. And then down the bottom, it's like 20 gallons, 0.001. And I'm like,
Yeah, so we don't have that in Jersey. You just kind of roll up and go, hey, fill it up.
See, that's weird. Like, I can't.
It is so weird.
Like, when I teach a new probie how to fill up the truck, I'm literally teaching them how to gas up.
Wow.
Private service that I worked at for a little bit, that they had half their fleet was diesel and half their fleet was gas burners, and they're in the middle of moving all to gas burners.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
We had a guy pull up to, you know, he'd been driving the gas burners the entire time, and he was new. He's, you know, he's a basic. He's like 20, you know, young and dumb, and just wasn't really paying attention. And he just throws a bunch of gas in a diesel, and dude, the fleet maintenance guys just lost their mind, because it's hilarious. Because if you ever notice something about gas and diesel pumps, you know, if you got a diesel vehicle, it usually has a label that says diesel over it. You know, it has a green cap, and also you can't put the nozzle for diesel in a gas tank. The receptacle is literally too small for it. Whereas really? you could put a gas nozzle in a diesel, and it has all this play in it because it's bigger. If you look at the sizes of a gas nozzle and a diesel nozzle, they're two different sizes.
Except at BP. BP now made their regular gas green, and their other gas is black, and the nozzles are exactly the same. And I think it's because they're pissed off because we made so much of a big deal of their oil spill that they're like, watch, we're going to ruin everybody's cars.
We were on a vacation, and we were coming back from the beach, and my wife was driving. I was sleeping. And she pulls up to a BP, and she puts, she puts diesel in the gas because of that exact same reason. Oh. And, I wake up, and I just look out the corner of my eye, and I see her pumping diesel, and I'm thinking, oh, no, she must have just put it back. And I kind of drift back off. I hear her start the car, and it just – an odd sound. And I'm like, no. And then she lurches like 2 feet forward. I just slammed the keys off. I'm like, stop. Just stop. So we had to have the car towed. We were in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. And I'm from Alabama. And there's some like sketch places in Alabama. We had it towed to a dealership. And they just had to pull the gas tank out and drain it. It was. We're just sitting there just waiting.
Why didn't you push it? Why didn't you just push it? Since you're the man who moves cars with your bare hands.
Yeah. Like, it's like that, like the karate. You got to push the car to make it go.
Clutch pop. So, well, most of y'all are too young to remember that you could take a car, put it in, you know, pop the clutch in and push it down a hill and you could start the car that way.
But I'm talking about how you got on camera. Bear, when we were about to hit record, we asked where he was at because he looks like he's being held captive in some place that's like on Law and Order SVU. And I said, what do you got going on there, man? Are you in an, and Moshe goes, are you in an unfinished basement? And he goes, no, I'm in an unfinished garage. He's like, and I actually had to push a car I was working on out of here in order to sit here. And I said, physically, oh, yeah, with your bare hands? He's like, yeah. He's like, I gotta do EMSCapades off duty. Skrrr. He just pushes a car outside.
So, you know, the funny thing is, most of y'all don't know this about me. I used to do competition powerlifting and strongman.
Nice.
So picking up heavy things is not hard. I've always told my patients, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so heavy. It's like, no, baby, I did legs this morning. You're not that heavy. And it's great because a lot of my partners, they're like, oh, just go get the stair chair. And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to carry her down the stairs, man. They're like, what? And I'm like, look, man, I'm not getting the stair chair out. I'm too lazy to do this. I'm just going to carry this person down the stairs. And I'm just carrying grandma out like it's a wedding day, just do to do. And they're just like, ah.
Yeah, no offense, Moshe. I look at you, yeah, and I mean, you can't.
I'll stand up here on camera. I'm 5'8", and I weigh 125 pounds.
Did you notice that when he turned sideways, he disappeared? Did you see that? Was it just me?
I did. I was wondering if that was just a glitch. Like, some
I know. When I was younger, first of all, once my mother was astounded when I was actually average weight. My doctor once looked at me and went, you're very underweight. You need to eat more.
Oh, my God. And he was eating. He's been eating this whole time we've been on this podcast. He's been eating his dinner.
I'm eating dinner right now. Yeah. I'm eating like chicken here.
In general, Jewish mothers are like, eat.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm eating like the Sabbath leftovers. So like it's good food. Yeah.
So when I was doing powerlifting hardcore, I was eating about 5,000 calories a day. I would eat 8 to 10 meals a day.
Jesus.
I physically got tired of chewing food. Like you would, I chew stuff. Like I just have like 6 scrambled eggs because I just want to just be able to slurp it down.
Michael Phelps, when he was training, he used to eat like a jar of peanut butter a day or something like that. Yeah. Just for the calories. Cause he'd burn 10,000 calories swimming like daily. And I sat here and went, man, maybe I should go swimming because I definitely eat a jar of peanut butter a day. I love peanut butter.
You could eat a jar of Vegemite a day.
Oh. I have it here. This is the very one. I grabbed it out of my cabinet and brought it up here to the bedroom for the podcast.
I bet you won't eat some.
You don't know me.
Oh. By the way, he's eating that straight.
Yeah.
From two per mouth. Oh my goodness.
Woo!
Look.
That's some serious good. Right.
That's not how you eat Vegemite.
But
and that's like the third time you've done that on this podcast.
What can I say? It's Leron K. She drives me to do crazy shit.
Oh yes.
Vegemite.
I
mean, that's not the worst thing. If you've ever eaten the vegetarian omelet out of an MRE, it compares in grossness to the same. It comes out like a big booger. Like it's when we would go on these disaster tournaments, we'd get a couple cases of MREs, and every now and again you would just look up and get the vegetarian omelet in it, and I tried eating it once. And I just sat there. And I was like, man, I threw it away. I just couldn't do it. And then another guy was like, is it that bad? And I'm like, and I turned up the pouch, this little retort pouch. And I slide it out. This kind of giant yellow. It's not even like yellow, like eggs. It's kind of a grayish yellow. Booger just sliding out. And it just flopped. And I was like, nah, man, I'm not doing that.
I once spent a month on a purely liquid diet with my jaw wired shut, and I still think that sounds bad.
Oh my gosh, did you try weird stuff? I knew a girl who had a jaw wired shut, and she was like, I'm in such a mood for pizza, so she put pizza in a blender and said it was the worst idea she ever, ever, ever had.
So I didn't do anything like that. I was like 6 years old. I will say, earlier that summer, I had lost a tooth, and then there was an accident with a golf cart. I got run over, and I broke my jaw. I had a missing tooth, so I would stick the straw through that little hole. So that I had a lot of milkshakes that summer, and that was the one time in my life my mother ever let me have chicken soup through a straw.
that many milkshakes, your GI system must have been torn up.
But oddly, he was still underweight.
He's sucking down milkshakes all day, and it was coming out liquid on the other end because he's eating nothing but lactose the entire time.
Go ahead,
and your body's just sitting there rejecting it.
Leron, what were you gonna say?
I wanted a quick public service announcement. You're not supposed to eat Vegemite by just eating it like that. You're supposed to have toast with a lot of butter and a tiny bit of Vegemite, and that's how you're supposed to eat Vegemite. And like that, it's really nice.
You saw the picture, right?
Yes.
I did it right.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I was going to say that when I was in Israel, I bought a little jar of Vegemite, and I might have told people that it was Australian chocolate accidentally. It was an accident. Just slip of the tongue.
No slip of the
tongue. Could you imagine thinking that you're going to get some like Nutella stuff, and then you eat the dang Vegemite?
I either told people it was Australian chocolate or Australian Nutella.
Let me tell you something. The same person who tried to convince me that drop bears – these killer panda shits or something, and she showed me some picture, and I immediately thought it was bullshit. So, I might have said by accident, bullcrap, you Australians are crafty little jokesters.
Okay. Like that is something that if you're Australian, you have to convince everyone that drop bears exist. Because
if you don't know what drop bears are, somebody photoshopped like the mouth of a howler monkey on like a koala or something. They try and convince you this rabid looking thing is called a drop bear, so the tourists do nothing but look up in the trees.
No, it's
I just googled it. That is horrifying.
That you would convince everyone. Like the news made a video about it, and it's on the Australian Geographic. You'll see a page about drop bears.
That is just cruel.
Is it like the leprechauns in the trees from Mobile?
Thing is, droppers exist.
Clancy got that one.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So let's see.
If you ever want a good moment, just watch that video.
Yes, absolutely. What was I going to say for you? Lebron. And then the I'm convinced that quokkas are the joke of Australians. Like, oh, come over and meet our cute little things. And then they're the ones that are going to kill you.
Do not insert. Quokkas are the most beautiful animals. You can search, everyone who's listening, search quokka selfies.
I know, but it's a joke. It's a joke. They're photoshopped. Those are the real drop bears. They're like herp-a-derp, and then they attack you and murder you, and you're dead.
Look, most animals in Australia want to murder you. I'm not denying that.
Including a spider the size of the palm of your hand.
That one was not poisonous. It was just a spider.
It was cute and furry. No,
the one animal I've seen from Australia that just wigs me out are those trapdoor spiders. Like, if you ever, like, watch, like, the National Geographic, it's like, oh, here's the trapdoor spider. And just, like, pops open, slaps something, eats, you know, grabs it, and then pulls it into the dark, and that little door goes back up. It's scariest. Yeah. It's the scariest shit ever, dude. Like, just, you know.
Go ahead, Moshe.
What is your lifetime record in kangaroo kickboxing?
Who has it?
I've never personally tried boxing kangaroo because I have a sense of preservation and I want to live. And I'm not going to win against a kangaroo.
Well, I might. I might go for it. I don't know. Maybe.
Go ahead. I mean, you're going to die.
Well, what I'll do is I'll load up on a tube full of Vegemite and I'll just be so like disgusted that I'll be like, nothing can hurt me now. I think I'll be in like an outer like a body experience.
But the thing is, like, koalas.
You're like a man. Vegemite.
I don't know if you guys know that koalas. Most koalas have chlamydia. That's a thing.
What? Wow. So do most of my ex-girlfriends back in Baltimore.
But the thing is with kangaroos, like, I'm convinced they're just on cocaine all the time because they're kangaroos.
Did you see the one with stalking the lady? They had that news article where they thought it was the perfume she was wearing, but this kangaroo wouldn't leave her alone, right? And then she like ran in like a neighbor's house. And when she looked outside, he was like peeking around the corner of the garage like, I'm waiting. What the hell? You're like, oh my God. I'd be like, I'm never going outside again. They said it was very weird. They could only think that her perfume was giving off a scent that it attracted to. Because he was absolutely stalking this woman for 2 hours straight.
So wow. For those who don't know, Australia lost a war against emus, against these birds.
Right.
We lost a war against birds. And these emus, a lot of them just fall in love with humans and just they ignore other emus. They don't want to go out with other emus, but they fall in love with humans.
Now, wait, you think they lost a physical war or are we talking about like a culture war or something? Like,
no, like we lost a physical war against emus.
Like America had the war on drugs and we lost. And
no, I'm talking about a war with guns and stuff.
So they're on the fields and there's a whole line of emu who are just like marching up and they're like, all right, boys, this is it. This separates the men from the giant birds. What the hell?
I mean, you guys can watch a video about it. It's a very long story about how we lost the war.
Essentially,
Lebron, go ahead. It happened. The fact that you lost is even funnier.
And you admit it graciously. We lost against the emus, but what are you going to do?
I don't count the American Revolution as a war because they think the Americans cheated.
A bear. We have lost bear completely going off on this whole kangaroo shit.
Ton of feedback. It was weird.
The emus have now figured out how to inflict, you know, technology wars. So we're all going to lose.
We sent a ping across the ocean to let Lebron join and they just hijacked the signal.
So why then wouldn't you recruit kangaroo to fight the emu and then just sit back and watch shit go down.
I think the best way to describe it is kangaroos are like cats. They do what they want. They one of my favorite birds here. Like, we've got a few types of birds. One of them called the magpie. Like, the spring in Australia is called swooping season, because in spring these birds just attack you, swoop you, and try to pluck out your eyes. So
why does everything in Australia want to kill you? What the hell is going on?
But that's spring, it's fine. But
when you record a podcast in Australia, does your pet kangaroo just interfere the way Clincy's cat does?
My pet kangaroo is really quiet. I just I ride him to school every day.
Wouldn't you laugh your ass off if he just kicked her right the hell into that wall behind her? All of a sudden, she's like, oh, my pet kangaroo is really nice. Well, bam! And then it's just like an imprint of Leroy just in the wall.
The kangaroo was holding the camera the whole time, Quincy.
Look, I said my pet kangaroo was quiet. I didn't say it was nice.
That, right. Quietly kicked your ass. He's like the strong but silent type.
He said quiet. He said quiet.
Oh, you shit! You shit! Oh, bear, do you hear this damn thing?
What, quiet?
Oh, you. Damn it. Today was the day. Today was the day.
Yes.
I hope you're proud of yourself, Leron. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm so proud of myself.
Jesus. And why'd you point it out, Moshe? She didn't even notice. She didn't even notice that you said something. I thought you pointed it out.
Oh no, I noticed. Oh,
dang it.
No. It didn't even click until she said it.
Yeah, why? That is just such a part of your psyche. Like, you're like fixated on it or something. Like, how do you catch it? You could sneak by like anything on me. Like, we could be sitting here talking, you'd be like, and blah 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 blah, screw your wife, blah 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 blah, and I'd just be like, blah 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 blah, wouldn't even hear it. And you catch one word out of this whole entire thing where a kangaroo is silently kicking your ass, and you caught it. So proud of herself. Dang it.
I mean, in fairness, this is what, like a year and a half in the making now?
Yeah, it is. It's been so long.
Oh my god, yeah. And look, everybody who knows us, who has heard the podcast before, is going to be like, there it is. There it is. It was the historic day. Well, but here's the argument. Since you're in Australia, is the 17th of January a historic day, or is the 18th of January a historic day?
Well, the podcast does get uploaded on the 18th, so I think that's a happy compromise.
Oh, come on. So it happened on the 18th for you, and it posted on the 18th for us.
Yeah.
Man, why do I see a t-shirt coming our way? January 18th, 2021. It says quiet and then hyphen Ben Clincy, never forget. And then it's like got Leron on the back, like where their thumbs up, or like that little fist dancing thing she just did.
Which is all news term to a cue drop.
A cue drop? Oh.
I can never look at a cue siren the same way now. And all of our trucks, for some stupid reason, have cue sirens.
Oh, cues are the best, dude.
No, I love them. It's a lot of fun, but there is no reason, because we have regular electric sirens and electric air horns. And then we also have cues. Then again, we also have gratuitous, like in our area, we are notorious for having way too much lighting. Though in fairness, we do service two interstate highways plus a local state highway.
So you're talking about scene lighting or lights on your trucks?
So our scene lights are very obnoxious, but we also have a lot of red and blue flashers. Like a lot.
Because I used to hate when they told us in the middle of the night, they wake us up for something, and the caller goes, please don't run lights and sirens. No need to wake up our neighbors. So I say, all right, no problem. Right, so I put on the floodlights on the left and right and just blare light through all the neighbors' houses going there. So yeah, I moved silently, but I claimed I was just trying to find the address. Meanwhile, everybody's sitting there getting illuminated, and they're like, what's going on outside? I'm going to let your neighbors know, you pain in the ass, because if it ain't an emergency, why are you calling me out of my bed at 2 a.m?
Right, so our rigs have all the standard lighting plus extra lights on the side, plus not one, but two extra light bars on the roof of the box. And by the way, that only causes problems because people have sheared those off the trucks.
Going through drive-thru lines?
What?
Drive-thrus or Someone was once driving down a street. There was a low tree bench, sheared off the front one, didn't have time to stop, and sheared off the back one.
Did we lose you again, Bear? Bear's looking around.
I just get a lot of feedback again. It's okay.
I love how we didn't talk about anything medical during this whole thing.
Well, I mean, last week, what was the extent of what we talked about medical? It was like GI bleeds and and nursing homes, right? Like, yeah, we talked about smells. We didn't really get too much into medicine last week, did we?
Isn't GI bleeds and smells like the mostly what we do?
That's what my wife was asking me. What's that, Bear?
I don't run as many active GI bleeds as you would think. It's normally when someone's calling like, oh, I'm bleeding. I think I have a lower GI bleed. It's like, all right, bud, was it bright red? And did it happen when you wiped? Yeah. Okay.
Right, hemorrhoid.
The worst I've had is I've had several varices busts, like no shit varices, and they were some of probably the hardest ones I've done. I wound up, this is when I was working my second job at a private service, and we wound up flying this guy, and he was rough.
Well. My wife asked me after listening to the last episode, Carrie, she asked me, what does a GI bleed smell like? And I said, I can only describe it. It's unique. And way I described it was, it smells like somebody shit, but there's just that extra something. Like, that's really it.
All right, I've got a question.
It's like,
do you prefer the smell of Vegemite or the smell of GI bleeds?
Let me sniff the Vegemite tube. Hold on, I'll let you know. Hold on. Vegemite, absolutely.
Back in May.
Never got me.
What's the only smell that ever got you, Bear?
Smells just don't get me in general.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Like we do.
What about?
Good.
No, Moshe, go ahead.
I had a call back in like early May where this guy was like unresponsive. He'd had some sort of upper GI bleed, so he was coughing up stuff. There was evidence of a seizure. He had shot himself. It was like not like. And then his daughter wants him to go to like a different hospital. We're like, no, there's a hospital 3 blocks away. We're going there.
Right. Yeah, the frequent flyer in the main city that I worked.
Where's the main city?
It's a place called Rehovot. It's a bit south of Tel Aviv.
Oh, okay. This is Israel. Okay.
This is Israel.
But what'd you say about the frequent flyer?
That he just the worst smell. I within the first 2 days that I was there, I had him 3 times, and just the worst smell. And then the first ambulance that I ever worked on there, the window was broken.
So we have one ambulance in our fleet that's very old. It's been in service continuous since 1989. And that thing has this weird smell in the back of it. I don't know why. It just does. We're retiring that truck, replacing it next year. But our rig maintenance guy wants to buy that truck and keep it as a collector's item.
Do you realize that when Leron said about medical stuff, we went and made a second episode about damn smells? We still didn't do anything medical.
This wasn't objective.
Oh, so now the Q word and to get us to talk about smells.
No, I didn't mean this happened. I meant you to say
what did she do, Moshe?
She just got a list there and she's just checking shit off. I got to talk about that. I got to eat more Vegemite.
So we do DOA transports and the initial recall DOAs for our county. And so any DOA that has to go to the forensics office where it's a suspicious death or someone who died without the say medical problems and a doctor that's going to write the death certificate to take them to have a funeral home come pick up. So we take them to forensics, and usually there's several seedy, sketchy extended stay motels. And the worst smelling one I had was someone who's been laying on a carpet for I'd say about 3 weeks in the middle of June with no AC going, and the to the point of the carpet and them have became one. So we're sitting there with the medical examiner. We're in our little Tyvek suits on our respirators, and we're just like, how are we going to get this guy out? And so what we do is we take a box cutter, and we just cut the carpet around them and roll them up like a burrito and put them in the body bag.
Oh, God!
This is a medical examiner's problem at this point. We threw them in the bag. But, you know...
Moshe is still eating. You started telling that story, and he was bending over, and I saw the fork come through this corner of the screen, and then he stops for a second. Oh my God, I'm here trying not to laugh over your story, and Moshe's watching me, and he's cracking up, and I'm dying over here. Like, Moshe just goes to lean over to take a bite, and it looked like when he started talking, you just went, okay, not right now. Like, you just sat the fork back down, and I was no good.
I think that's the one thing that if you start working in the medical field, especially EMS, you can eat within like whatever stories people are saying, no matter how disgusting it is.
That's true.
There's a video by what's it called? Fire Department Chronicles, where he's talking about, like, you know, so there's a dead body, GI bleed, and his girlfriend's sitting there going, and she just kind of throws her plate in front of her.
See,
but not only that, right after the call, like, you'll get done the call, you'll decon your truck, and you're like, you think of Taco Bell? Like, what up? You know, like, it's weird.
I got lucky, and my wife, she's a critical care ICU nurse. So, you know, there's nothing I say or tell her that she's just like, oh, that's horrible. She's like, ah, you know, it's just part of it, you know. You know, it's the easiest thing. We'll be sitting there talking about some of the wildest crap, or you know, while eating, and then, you know, we'll have friends over, and they'll just look at us like, I'm like, yeah, man, it's just part of it.
Yeah, some of the probies in my squad, like, they like to hear the crazy stories. So, like, I'll tell them these stories, and they're just like, that's so cool. I'm like,
It was called Tuesday. I think on that note, everybody, I got to end this one. We've come up on the hour. And through all the technical difficulties that I have to edit out, Bear, glad you could rejoin us. So if Bear sounds a little different towards the end than he sounded in the beginning, he had to do a headphone change. So I really have no idea how long this episode is going to be once I finally edit it. But I am glad that we got a chance to talk about disgusting smells and dead bodies who have now joined the carpet. It's the perfect way to end this podcast and the perfect way for Moshe G to end his meal. I love it. But what are you drinking?
It's orange juice. It just looks very yellow in my camera. It's just orange.
It looked very weird. I'm like, what are you drinking?
When I poured it an hour and a half ago, it was colder than it is now.
Well, you know. And nothing in it? Nothing good in it? No peach schnapps, no rum, no nothing?
I'm going back to the ambulance corps later. I got to stay sober.
There you go.
Plus, I'm underage and I don't drink, so...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh yeah, like, good. Don't let your parents listen to it. I'm underage and I don't drink.
18.
Right. So when you're over, drinking age is 18. So like a couple times, you know, I had a beer with my roommates or whatever. Originally my mother before I left was like, you are not allowed to drink, and then I'm like, I promise I won't do anything stupid. She's like, fine.
That was very, very nice of her.
Much better than drinking ages 18, because I think that
also, no one actually listens. We had that second conversation via WhatsApp 6,000 miles away from each other. So
what's the legal drinking age at in Australia, Leron?
18.
Man, I'm telling you.
In America, you can't buy tobacco products until you're 21 now.
Oh yeah, they did change that. Yeah, you can't even buy cigarettes or anything.
Nope,
I'm telling you. Why are we so weirdly sheltered versus the rest of the world? It's just the most silliest thing.
It's because so weird that you guys can go to the army and just
go nuts.
And right. we can't drink or smoke.
That's because your brain's not fully developed.
But I'm saying is when the kids go... I'm saying when the kids go in the military and they discover all the things that are legal or not even recognized as illegal overseas, that's when they get their asses in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like
they discover the off-post strippers. That's what they do.
That's what I want to end this on. Thank you, Bear. Okay. So we're going to go around And remember, everybody, off-post strippers. Going around, we're going to say our goodbyes and whatever you want to say. If you have a website, a group, or if you want to say hi to your service, whatever you want to do, we're just going to go, like I said, clockwise again, starting with you, Moshe G. Thank you for being here. What you got?
Well, thank you for having me. I guess I'll give a shout out to all the people at my squad who are listening to this. I don't want to say it by name, but I know some of them are listening and know I was doing this. So hello to them. And I think we found the name of the episode. So that's
all. What's the name of the episode? Oh, the name of the episode is off.
What is it? Off post strippers, Bear?
Off post strippers. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Surprisingly, not the weirdest sentence I've said in my life.
All right, Bear, say your goodbyes, man. What you do? What you got?
Well, just everybody, just try to keep safe. Keep your head about you. Always try to push forward and keep yourself as highly educated as you can. Always push the EMS agenda first. Be a good patient advocate. Be good to yourself. Be good to your partners. Keep your mental health in check. And continue to make yourself the best person and best provider you can be.
My gosh, Bear. You actually turned this into something educational. How'd you do
it? Very nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, Leron.
I mean, it's really hard to follow that.
Oh, right. She does all that, then she goes, beer chips. You know, like she's just like
a new word.
Hi to all the people that I know who are listening. Try Vegemite. Vegemite is really nice. Hi.
Say hi.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
All right, you got to get back out. I'm ending the podcast. Love you. So, oh, and a cat. See, I had my pet get up on my lap, and you have your pet. Just joking. She's my daughter, but you know, you still have to change that litter box. Anyway, oh, yeah. Thank you so much for everybody. We will do this again. Like I said to the boys last week. I don't know if it's going to be the same configuration or Moshe. We might just find out that you'll be on with TJ, whatever the configuration turns out to be. But I've got some really cool guests coming up in the upcoming weeks, including Bridget W., Cassandra T., Kitty C., Level Zero EMS, and Medic Element and Brick EMS. I got an episode for you. All four of us on the same episode coming up in 2 weeks. So Medic Element, EMS Capades, Brick EMS, and Level Zero EMS are all going to be on the same show. That will no doubt have an explicit freaking tag on it. So I can't see any way that it doesn't.
I've been making an effort really to not.
Is it going
to
be who's gonna, it gonna, explicit? Is it going to be Meaty or Wolf WVW or Hardstick? Who's going to be?
I think it's Meaty. Oh. I'm not sure. I didn't bother to ask, but yeah. I reached out to, like I said, I reached out to their Instagrams and I said, do you want to do this with me? And they said, sure. So that's what we have to look forward to. But now I got to do what I do at the end of every episode.
I'm just by week. This wasn't the week after that one.
Yeah. I know, right?
That's going to be a tough act to follow. So anyway, so just to do the part that I always do, the new book, EMS Capades Forever, available at Amazon.Prime. I did it last week too. Why do I keep doing that? Amazon Prime for $9.95. Get your copy. Also, stop by the website, emscapades.com. Also, /shop. That's where you can find all the EMS Capades merchandise. If you do not follow me on social media, you can do so at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit. All in them is EMS Capades is where you'll find me there. As well as follow my podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere podcasts are posted. But for me and Moshe G and Bear and Leron K, I say please be safe, stay healthy. All those things that Bear said, because he said it so much better than I did. And we love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.